This week, 39,000 people became American citizens. Nearly 2,000 of them swore allegiance to the U.S. in Tucson. That's nearly three times more than the number of people that took the oath at the last citizen ceremony there earlier this summer. NPR's Ted Robbins went to find out why.
To whom of which? To whom of which? I heretofore.
These are the voices of some of the people who came to the Tucson Convention Center from 40 countries at the moment they recited the oath that made them U.S. citizens.
The lawful of the United States of America.
Against all enemies.
Some have been legal residents just over the five-year minimum to apply for citizenship. Some have been here for decades. But they all decided to make it official today. So in a completely unscientific sample, I asked a couple of dozen new U.S. citizens, why now? And I got remarkably similar answers.
My name is Oscar Rodriguez, come from Mexico. I like vote.
You want to vote?
You want to vote, yeah.
My name's Alison Roberts, and I'm from Wales in Britain originally. I realize the importance of being able to vote.
My name is Edna Sandoval. I'm from Nogales, Mexico. I could have become a U.S. citizen about 15 years ago, but I guess it's an election year and it's very important for me.
If you want to vote in this presidential election, you must register today.
That last voice was F. Ann Rodriguez. She is the Pima County Recorder, responsible for registering voters. She had county workers registering the new citizens in a room next to the ceremony. The deadline to register for the November election is less than 2 weeks away, and early voting begins next week.
Democrat, Republican, or others?
Democrat.
Okay.
Arizona has more Republicans than Democrats, but the gap is narrowing. In the most recent reporting period, Democrats registered 6,000 more new voters than Republicans.
Yes,
but the largest gain was among independents. The message here was nonpartisan. Just vote, the sign said. And more than 1,000 new citizens registered at the event, including Wilma Valera, a new U.S. citizen from Mexico.
It's not so much because it's only my vote. But it's, for me, it's very important because sometimes one vote is a difference.
Census Bureau figures actually show in the last election about 10% fewer naturalized citizens voted compared with native-born citizens. That figure may seem counterintuitive based on the enthusiasm here. So candidates up and down the ballot might want to get all these new voters while they're excited. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.